Welcome to the Word of the Week for Monday, January 15th. My name is Jenny Arneson, and I serve as a lead pastor at the Sun Prairie United Methodist Church. This week's Word of the Week is entitled, Strength to Love. And our scripture reading comes from the Apostle Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 13, verses 6 to 8, which says, Love does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. Today is Martin Luther King Jr. Day, a day set aside for learning, reflection, prayer, and service. Today is also the actual birthday of Martin Luther King Jr., who would have turned 95 years old. Martin Luther King Jr. became nationally known as a 26-year-old Baptist preacher who led the Montgomery, Alabama bus boycott in 1955. He became one of the pivotal leaders of the American Civil Rights Movement. His efforts led to the 1963 March on Washington, where he delivered his I Have a Dream speech, in which he raised public awareness of the Civil Rights Movement. Also in 1963, 5 years before his assassination, King wrote a book titled Strength to Love. The book is a collection of his writings from the difficult years of the Civil Rights struggle, and is a template for personal authenticity and integrity. His wife, Coretta Scott King, said that the book explains the central element of her husband's philosophy of nonviolence and his belief in a divine, loving presence that binds all life together. King himself said of the book, "By reaching into and beyond ourselves and tapping the transcendent moral ethic of love, we shall overcome these evils." On this day that we remember the dream of love and peace and possibility that Reverend King believed was possible for all people, may we believe that with God's help, we can have the strength to love. May it be so for each of us. Thanks be to God. Amen.